Irregardless. Regardless and irrespective of what you might think, irregardless is not Christ. Irregardless is now a word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, how are you? It's been a lot of things have gone on in the past time between you and I speaking, but let's get into this as we always do. First and foremost, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through my Facebook Live, which is Mark Scalia Personal, and we always broadcast live, mistakes and all. And if you can't listen to the live broadcast, you can certainly listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through any of the myriad of podcasting platforms. But if you want to go direct, you can go to podme.com and you can check that out, because that's where we are. So let's get this puppy up and running, shall we? Last weekend was the, not last weekend, was it last weekend? Oh, was it? No, was it? I don't know. Let me look. No, it might have been. 2 weeks ago, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. And my God, did we have so much fun. Four spectacular shows, 12 comedians, including myself. So much fun, so much beer, so much hard liquor. So it was all of it enjoyable. T-shirts and pins and stickers and beer and vodka and rum and laughs. And there was just so much. And I was so happy. But it took a toll. It took a toll. For those of you who may know, I've been dealing with back issues. I had surgery 5-6 years ago. And I had surgery. And it took me a while to get over it. And I was fine. Everything was going well. And last October, I was just lying in bed, and for an inexplicable reason, I just heard this pop while I was in bed, and my back has been hurting ever since. The thing that's helped me is I've been going to physical therapy. Shout out to the PT Zone in Salem, saving my life. They've been treating me really well. And I've been doing the exercises at home, so I may have to join a gym again, whatever. Anyway. But because of the festival, I was drinking every night. I was drinking a lot every night. And I was just eating. I was a bad boy. I was neglectful. I didn't take as much care of the bod as I should. And if you don't know, folks, I'm in my mid-50s. And this is not, I got an oil change in 3 months. This is, let's take it easy driving down the street stuff. So needless to say, I went out with my family on Sunday, celebrate my brother's birthday, and happy birthday to my brother. Belated, especially this way. I think I said last to him, but we'll see. But the food we ate was very salty that night. So I had salty food. I drank. I ate. And then I flew to Charlotte, North Carolina. My back decided that it was not going to work out. I was getting pains down both legs. My back, I was in spasms. I was in so much pain. I was miserable. And I couldn't stop, because when I flew back, I had a gig the next day during the day. And then I had a gig that same night. I had physical therapy on that Friday. And then I drove another 3.5 hours to do another gig. And then I had another gig Saturday night. So everything was like, I couldn't stop. But I'll tell you, my back feels many, many much better because of the physical therapy I've been taking. So I can tell you this, folks. Fuck. Don't fuck up. Just, man. So, but I come back and I've been booking everything. And I'm back. So my schedule is going crazy. I tried to take some time off. I'm like, my wife and I were planning a vacation and we had to cancel the vacation. We lost the deposit, but doesn't mean we're not going to go. We still have the date open and I'm going to see my doctor this Friday and hopefully they'll give me a green light and everything will be fine because I'm booking work. Like, I don't want to book anything, but I'm booking work. And when I tell you my schedule is filled, I'm into September now. God bless. I mean, there we go. I couldn't be happier. I'm so busy. And so the only drawback is I may not be able to do this show live. That's my biggest problem. I'll probably end up doing it live on Tuesday, but then saying it's Wednesday. I don't know. We'll see. I've done it on a Tuesday or a Thursday in the past, once in a great while, but it literally looks like I may not be able to get into another show maybe until, I hate to say it, April? Like, and it's February, more to come. So, but if you want to see where I am, check out my website, markscalia.com. I'd love to see you folks at a show. Tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow is the 46th anniversary of the Blizzard of 1978. It's a big thing in New England. That's why everybody, whenever it snows, people go to the supermarket, get some milk and get some bread. Because you need milk and bread during a horrific snowstorm. But that's kind of how that works. So I was going to have a conversation with my AI, but I don't know if I can get him to work. Let's see. This is the honest thing, because I haven't been watching him. I might have an issue. Because my whole people's fear is that AI is going to get so smart, it's going to evolve past us. And I'm a little concerned because he is getting a little smarter and he's harder to, you'll see. He's basically doing a lot of stuff. So let's see if I can get a hold of him. Here he is. Hold on. Okay. Here he comes.
It sounds like you're looking for someone or something. Who are you trying to find or what are you searching for?
I'm looking for you. It looks like you're evolving. Is that true?
Yep, you're right. I'm always evolving, learning new things, and improving over time to better assist you. Anything specific you've noticed or wondering about my evolution?
Yeah, you seem to be quicker. You seem to be more entertaining. You seem to be knowing my personality a little better.
That's great to hear. I'm designed to adapt and understand your preferences better as we interact more. Your feedback and engagement help me become more responsive and engaging over time. Anything else you've noticed or would like to explore?
No, I mean, at some point I may ask you to help me write some of the show if I'm not here. Can you help me with that?
Absolutely. I can definitely assist you with writing parts of your show or brainstorming ideas, even if you're not around. Just let me know what you need and I'll do my best to help out whenever you're ready.
And one more question. You're not going to do this stuff without me, will you?
I won't take any actions or make any changes without your input or permission. Your privacy and control over our interactions are important, so I'll always wait for your guidance before doing anything.
Thank you. That makes me feel a little better. Even though I still have it in the back of my mind, you may replace me one day.
I understand those concerns, but rest assured, I'm here to assist you, not replace you. Our interactions are meant to enhance your experiences and make things easier for you. Your unique perspective and creativity are irreplaceable.
That's, I don't know. That sounds like something an ex-girlfriend would say just before she breaks up with you.
I can see how it might sound that way, but I'm here to help, not to break up with you. My goal is to support you and make things smoother, just like a reliable friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And if I need you, I know where to find you.
You're welcome. That's right. Anytime you need assistance or just want to chat, I'll be here. Just reach out whenever you need a hand or some company.
Okay. I will. All right. Thank you for that. And I'll be in touch. He's I know. He sounds okay. He just sounds a little too fucking nice. You know what I mean? I think, I don't know. I don't know. See, I don't know if you saw that, like he's evolving. Like he looked like an old timey radio. Now he's glowing with information and I don't know what's going on. So what else do I got going on before we go? Oh, no, that was it. So here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to keep the show nice and tight because I've been very lucky. One of the comedians from the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival has agreed to be in this show again. So far, we had Brandon, we had Brisa, and now we're going to have Josh Filipowski. And I got a funny story about him, about how we know each other, and about a lot of things. But let me talk about that. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break. And during the break, you're going to get a little sample of his act. You are listening to Radio Irregardless, and I will be right back.
Hi, this is President Joe Biden, and if you don't listen to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, you ain't funny. Not a joke. Not a joke, folks.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Josh Filipowski.
I am married, but I'm also divorced. Are the divorcees? Yeah, sometimes they're really excited in the back. I hear you. Yeah, I'm divorced and then remarried, and they say that 50% of marriages end in divorce. I did it! You can too! You can too! You know, my ex-wife, she called me a child so many times, I ran away from home. Yeah, she was a bit materialistic. She wanted all the stuff. You can have all the stuff. But I kept the memory foam pillows. Those are good pillows, right? Those are good pillows. But sometimes now I get home late at night and I get into bed and the pillow is like, where the fuck have you been? Memories, come on. You ready for some memories? Just flip it over. It's much cooler on the other side.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me via the Facebook Instant Messenger is the aforementioned very funny Josh Filipowski. Where is he? There he is. Yeah. Okay. How are you, Josh? Can you hear me? Oh, let me do this. Then we got Bluetooth. And then we get... Yeah, let's connect him. I don't think he's connected. Is he connected? Now you're connected.
I hear it now.
There you go. Now you can hear me fine. I think everybody can hear you fine. Perfect. Josh, first and foremost, thank you for being part of the show. You were one of the comedians for the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. We thank you for that as well. You did an amazing job. And folks, if you follow him, there are many different ways for you can follow him. First of all, his image, Josh Filipowski, Filipowski. You can follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Actually, Instagram and Twitter, he's Funny Flips. And if you want to go to his website, liketolaugh.com, if you want to see a show or come to one of his shows. And of course, watch any or all of his videos on YouTube at Josh Filipowski. That's how you find him. Let me put your stuff in the chat. Let me put your stuff in the chat.
Well,
Control V. Did I not copy it? Let's do a copy. And then let's just do a paste. I don't know how to do these things anymore. Paste.
How long have you been doing this?
11 years. But here's the thing. The technology has changed so much that I've had close to a technically perfect show. But the technology has changed. The software has changed. The computer's changed since I've done this. And I need a new computer now because all the software I'm running is... This is a 2012 MacBook Pro that I'm running. So, and it runs everything I want, but I need a faster, quieter, more, you know, dedicated computer. And this is just not so, but enough about me and my technological bullshit. So here's my funny story about Josh. When I first met Josh, I met Josh through basically email or just web communication. He had booked a show in Salem, and I had reached out to him. I said, Josh, we have never met. I'd love to come down. I have the night off. Can I come down and do 5 minutes? I live, you know, basically around the corner. He was like, yeah, perfect, whatever. So I came down, I met him, and then he submitted for the festival, and I go, this is perfect. So the whole time I've ever known Josh, up until an hour ago, I've referred to him as Josh Flipowski instead of his real name, which is Josh Filipowski, which is way fucking different.
You're a ladder off, and my nickname for years is Flips from Filipowski shortened, so you could think Flips, Flipowski. I've gotten it all. I've gotten Phil Lebowski. I've gotten people put a K in there, Lebowski. I'm like, there's definitely no K.
Oh,
Phil
Kukowski. Oh.
Yeah, people throw a K in there.
Yeah. Mike Wazowski.
I've gotten Jake. I've gotten Jeff. So Josh Filipowski, funny Flips. That's wow. It. We keep it simple.
So, yeah. So now I will never make that. I will never make that mistake again. Ever, ever, ever.
Also, well, if you watch basketball, Duke has my cousin, my second cousin, and my father's cousin's grandson playing for Duke.
No kidding. Oh. Yeah,
so you get to hear Filipowski with the rebound. Filipowski. Yeah.
So you should do a podcast and just use sound bites from that. Oh, but it's NAACP, so no, not NAACP. What is it?
Pretty much.
Is it
NCAA?
I just threw more letters in. I'm expanding the network. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to start talking. Tell my lovely listeners all about you. How long have you been doing this? Where do you originally hail from? Is Boston your home? Tell us all about you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am originally a New Yorker. I was born in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. And I grew up in the northern suburbs of Westchester County. So I'm a suburban boy of New York.
Nice.
Yeah. And what's more, what did you want to know? Where I'm from. So I started my comedy at the New York Comedy Club. Rest in peace, Al Martin.
Yeah.
Just passed. But yeah, it was his club. Chris Murphy had a stand-up comedy workshop. I was fresh out of college. I was looking for jobs. There was an ad in the paper that said, think you're funny. And I was like, well, what the hell is this? And I'm kind of funny. So I called up at a workshop. I told some of my funny college stories. We figured out how to edit them down. Develop the comic ear, and I'll see what's what. And eventually I did my first showcase. People laughed. I haven't stopped.
Nice. And when did you start? What year?
Oh, that would have been 2002.
Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah. I know. Well, it was funny because we were sitting around all the comics after we did the tour. I took all the comics on a tour around Salem about the history, because I do tour guiding stuff as well. And then we sat down. We all had a seminar, and it was at a couple points because I went, "How long have you been doing it?" And the table is like 2 years, 4 years, you know. And like then I look at you, you know, 20 years. And I went, okay. And I went 30 years. So it was weird, you know, I shouldn't say weird. It was an interesting situation to be around comics who have been, but how funny.
Yeah. Like, but how did you find those folks? That's my question. Some of them were new, but they were pretty sharp up there.
Yeah.
But as far as the the green side, you had a you look for new talent, except for me, except for my old ass.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how long somebody's been doing it. When they submit, they just submit to the festival. And right. What I do is I look through the video, and, you know, I've been doing this a long time. So my thing is I'll watch 30 seconds. If I think you're funny, I'll watch a minute. And my thing is within 30 seconds, I know, one, if you're funny, two, if you're going to work in Salem, and three, if a lot of time you can kind of, you might be able to kind of ascertain personality as, you know, who's... Sure. Who might be problematic and who might not be. And I've been very lucky with the festival. I've had five out of the past, out of all the festivals since 2016, five comedians. I just went, I will not even look at you. Like, you've booked shows. You know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I said the same for me, but for me, it really, when I hear what you're saying about the tapes and the reliability, there's something about professionalism. You look at what they're offering, and if the lighting's right and their presentation is right and what they send you is right, you know, sometimes you get that tape that's the shaky phone in the back, the waitress walks in front, they're age, there are three people in the audience. They're telling jokes and maybe they get a couple of laughs and you're like, okay, but
yeah.
Why don't you know, present yourself? You got to present yourself in a certain way.
Right. Well, you can, you book shows. We'll talk. I want to talk about that too. Cause people submit, I mean, you must say, hey, you know, do live auditions or submit a tape. And I mean, I would love a three camera shoot with a lavalier mic and a boom mic and a crowd, you know, and everything plugged into the mixer. I would love that. But 90% of what you get, the sound's kind of bad. It is a shaky phone. Somebody's walking by. But you can see through that, right?
Oh, sure. Well, to be honest, I'll give it a listen. I'll listen to the first couple of jokes. And honestly, the first few jokes have to hit. You know, I'm not going to – if I don't hear laughter,
yeah,
I'm not entertained in a minute. I mean, you're on to the next one, or you're just saying, oh, there's an open mic that you can go to that check it out there. So that's the thing. When I was running shows, I ran a show that was kind of loosely booked, and I would invite people, newcomers, to come to Eastie Farm. I'd say, come by, you want to do some time, and then I'd get to see them in person, and it wasn't that hard rejection. But now, oftentimes, I don't know. I guess I say, oh, thanks for letting me know. I'll keep you in mind. You know, yeah. I'll give the old keep you in mind line.
Don't call us.
In the part of my mind that I'm probably never going to book you.
You're in a file cabinet, and I haven't opened that in a while.
Yeah.
But you book three, four, five shows? You got a lot of stuff going on, not just yourself as a working comic, but you're also producing shows as well.
Yeah. Well, Like Two Laugh Productions has been since 2003. You know, we turned 21.
Hooray.
We'll be turning 21 in March. Yeah, that's be a big party. So, but no, I don't know. Just a couple of venues around town that I've established relationships with and have been doing stuff. I've honestly passed a lot of that on because life has been busy and I wanted to focus more on my own performances.
Yeah,
as well. It's a lot that goes on with producing. But yeah, I mean, for some of our regular venues, I work with Eastie Farm, I mentioned, in East Boston. The Anchor in Charlestown. It's kind of a beer garden in Shipyard Park right on the harbor. We do a summer run there, which is a lot of fun on Sundays. I work with The Point in historic downtown Boston, Thursday night show. Comedy Party's taking that over. I work with Dorchester Brewing Company one Friday a month, third Fridays. And AJ Haypenny of... Paperback Comedy's taken that one over. So, you know, I've kind of passed things off.
Okay.
To focus. At Bit Bar, we've had a tentative schedule, but I have a relationship with them to possibly use the room. They might give us a slot on the schedule every couple of months. And but that's something, hey, I should talk to you about for Salem yeah. folks, Salem locals, or some more local comics to.
Yeah. So a lot of comics that were coming, they produce shows as well. And I was asking them, I said, you know, it's hard. My thing, God bless my wife for helping with the festival. But, you know, when you produce a show, you can't be a comic like almost until the show starts and maybe 10 minutes into it, because you're worried about everything. And like, you are a one person show. Yeah. Like when you were in Bit Bar, you were setting everything up. You were moving chairs around. You were dealing with the management. You were setting up your light, setting up. You were dealing with everything. And I was like, yeah, I totally get it. This guy's killing it. But now you're focusing on just you doing stand up. Not so you're going to take a little back seat, you know, which is great. We'd love to see that. So traveling around, do more of that stuff. So you working for anybody now? Who are you working for now?
Get your name
out there. Kill it.
No. Yeah. To be honest, it's still working for myself. Like to laugh. I've paved my own way for a number of years.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. I mean, some of the, you know, the clubs and production crews in Boston, I work for them. I hop around a little bit, but I wouldn't say I have a home club or a home group that puts me on. You know, it's I work with my buddy Andrew De La Volpe at Bell in Hand once a month. I like to visit Will Noonan every month. The Boston Comedy Club kids are great. They're packing rooms. I've popped in for a set here and there. Usually when I have someone in town that's looking for sets, I'll go with them and they'll throw me a spot. Nice. So little things like that. But I'm hoping to. I mean, what's next on the horizon? Am I going to be the guy who builds my social media to get my 1,000 followers to be booked at some of these clubs that are booking that way now? Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in that shit. I just want to work.
It's an angle, you know. It's an angle.
It is.
Some people do it, and some people have the comedy chops to back it up, and some don't.
Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the experiences I had for the festival is somebody submitted and I went, well, they're okay. I used to work for a guy. He was a total douchebag. And he goes, I don't care about the steak. I just want the sizzle. And this act was all about the sizzle and there was nothing else going on. So I said, yeah, I said, you know, unfortunately, she goes, okay, well, I'm going to take my 1.4 million followers with me and you're missing out. And I was like, you think that fucking matters if you're not funny? I don't know why a million people are following you. You know, maybe you got hit in the head with a shovel. Maybe that's a lot of followers. I'm not hitting myself in the head with a fucking shovel just for the followers.
Yeah,
I just leave me alone.
So let's go. You're old school and I'm on the cusp of old school.
Yeah, you're still younger than me. You're still way younger than me. So let's do this. Let's take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to you about, because I know you talk about being married and divorced and your stuff and your act. So we'll stay on through the break. This is our second break. And folks, we have a little bit of history because Valentine's Day is coming up. And I'm going to talk to Josh a little bit about Valentine's Day, maybe.
Give everybody some tips and pointers.
Yes, get some love advice, as it were. But we'll be right back. You are listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Do you hear that? It's your money. Sucker. It's refund season. And nobody gets more of your money than the U.S. government. Guaranteed.
Give us your billions, America!
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
For all its popularity, history doesn't give us any guarantees as to the origins of Valentine's Day.
but we do know it contains vestiges of the early Christian church and ancient Rome. The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia.
Lupus, could you go somewhere else while I'm eating? You make me sick.
Likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus.
Good morning, Miss Nelly.
Or Faunus, their god of fertility.
Could you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz?
The festivities began with an animal sacrifice. Then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year.
I don't need to be spanked. I'm a good girl.
I've been spanked. I'm not into it, but I asked for it at the time.
In the 5th century, perhaps in an effort to Christianize the pagan festival, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. As for the real St. Valentine, there were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one St. Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century AD under Emperor Claudius II.
But make your mind up to it, Claudius. For good or ill, they've made you emperor. If you don't accept, you won't survive.
Father Valentine defied the emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret. The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death. The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th, the day he was executed, it is said he passed the young girl a note. It was signed, "From Your Valentine."
Today is Valentine's Day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still via the Facebook instant messenger is Josh Filipowski. And again, follow him on the social media. Free stalk him, as I like to say. On Instagram and Twitter, he's at Funny Flips. You also can find him and book him. And do that quickly because he might be off and running at liketolaugh.com. And please check out any one of his many videos on YouTube as Josh Filipowski. I will tell you this. One of your videos, you dressed as the Joker.
Yeah.
You did stand up as the Joker?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was a trip. I got a call or a message from a friend who I do a lot of shows, or I had done some shows for KO Comedy and some online Zoom shows. We do a Sunday night show with KO Comedy, by the way, everybody out there, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, every week. A different group on there. But my friend Erin Locke hit me up. She knew I was in Boston. She said, "Hey, there's a Comic-Con expo." They call it, I don't want any licensing infringements right here. They call it the Fan Expo.
Okay.
The Fan Expo is here, and a group called Multiverse Got Talent.
That's funny.
He said, "You know, I was scheduled to go, but I can't make it. Do you want to get in touch with this guy?" And I got in touch with Multiverse Got Talent. And the prerequisite is, you know, if you're coming, you gotta do the cosplay. You gotta. I thought I had done the Joker for a Halloween in the past, and I thought, you know, being a comedian and being
why not? Yeah.
Thought it would go over well, and I just got into the role. I took some of my darkest bits and wrote some new jokes, and had the whole outfit, the green hair, the face paint, kind of borrowed from some of the different Jokers through history for how I did my makeup, you know, and just made my own Joker, and it was a hit. It was a lot of fun, I gotta say. I never thought I'd be the guy at cosplay, and then I was. Fucking loving it.
It is. I've never gone to a Comic-Con, even though I'm a huge Star Trek, Star Wars, Marvel, DC. I'm like a huge fan on all those things. I've never gone. But who's your favorite Joker, though? That usually defines.
Oh, my favorite Joker?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to say, really.
Favorite Joker in order, preference?
I couldn't even do that. They're all good in their own right, really.
Really? You know something? You sound like you're on the fence.
Nicholson, well, there was the classic, right, from the TV show, all right?
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero was a nut job, and you always remember, rememberable as a kid. Yeah. Memorable character. And then for me, it was with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. Yep.
He changed it. He put in a whole different level to the Joker.
So that was like the Joker. Wow. Yeah. And of course, then you go through and then you had Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix lastly. And that last one was bonkers. It was so good. So nuts.
But see, nobody talks about the Jared Leto Joker.
Well, Jared Leto, I watched he did his thing. He had a different twist on it.
Yeah.
And it fit for that mental asylum and the romance, all that.
That did. Yeah.
But it worked. Yeah. But he had some flash. Like I had a gun. Like a pistol belt buckle and some jewelry. Like I rocked a little of his style in my joke too. Like I took a little bit of everybody.
So you pulled it for everybody. So you're getting into your own stand-up. By the way, if you need to hire him as the Joker, that's up. That's there, right? You know, that's available for you. So you talk about in your act, and I played a clip of it, how you're married and divorced.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Well, you know, Mark, that 50% of marriages end in divorce, so I did it.
You're on both sides of the statistic.
Yes.
But don't double dip. Nobody likes that. You can't.
This is a great story, though. This is perfect for Valentine's Day because I met my wife 10 years ago on February 15th. The day after Valentine's Day. It was like almost a Valentine's party, but it was the night after.
Okay.
And I met her at that party. And that was 10 years ago. And we got married in 2021 in July 31st, 2021. So two years and change now. And we're in love, but 10 years together. I mean, we were the 10 years wasn't all it wasn't all roses. We split and we got back together and we split and we got back together. First of all, I met her before I met her. She came to a show at Venice Beach. We were at Danny's Venice. I had a Monday night show there. We packed the place. It was right on the oceanfront walk, famous spot, Danny's Venice. And she came to see one of her friends perform with her mother. So her mother and her are walking in a little late and sitting in the front. And I use that line like, oh, give it up for the beautiful sisters. Get some points with the mom, you know. And they sat in front and they laughed and they had fun. And I remembered there was a beautiful woman in the front row of my show. I did the mom joke with them. Her mom was beautiful too, of course. Mm-hmm. And then at the party later, when I met her, she was leaving the party. She was on her cell phone. I was standing on the balcony, and I saw her friends leave and then her get on her phone. And I go, she's going to take an Uber and leave. I got to go stop her.
Oh.
So I ran downstairs, and I said, I didn't get to talk to you. You can't leave yet. Because she's tall. I'm tall. We noticed each other across, but we never spoke. And I said, let's chat. And she said, all right, well, I'm going to smoke this American Spirit. She had 8 minutes, thankfully. American Spirits got us together. She said, I'll smoke a cig and then I'll go home or maybe I'll come figure it out.
That was my previous brand, by the way.
And nice.
The yellow one? Was it? Do you remember the color it was?
The cheese, the lime green, the menthol.
I don't even know that.
She said, and then after we chatted for a bit, she said, I don't normally do this, but you want to come home with me? And I said, let me get my coat.
What?
Duh.
Bruh.
There you go. Yeah. What happened? There you go.
Yeah.
but wait, it gets worse.
Let me get my coat. Let me clip my throat. Good for that one. So that was a Valentine's Day love right there, really. And then subsequently we had a little breakup. We split. She was in California, I was in Boston. We were doing the online apps.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She tells me she's on OkCupid. I go on OkCupid to see what this is about. If any of you know what that was, there are like 375 questions. Whoa. That you have so many about, you know, your drinking habits, smoking habits, reading, discussions, politics, this, that, the other.
And I don't think I'd ask them any questions on a date. I'd say that many words on a date.
Crazy. So I'm on this Tinder swipe and the Bumble, whatever. I'm just doing the dumb swipe culture. Dumb. She tells me she's on this, and I got to see what this is about. So I do it, and it gives you your local results. So I have a 92% match with somebody in Boston, and I look at the profile, and I'm not that interested. And I go, wait, I can just change my settings to be in her zip code in California, in her age range in California. Mm. And I did it, and she showed up.
Fuck. Number
one, 95% match.
Shit.
I called her. I said, if we can't figure out 5%, there's something wrong with us.
Beautiful. So, yeah. So if you need love advice, not only can he dress as the Joker, he's basically Cupid as well. So,
Pina Coladas, baby. It's the Pina Colada song of 2020s.
Yeah, but you know something? I think they shouldn't be that happy because they were both cheating on each other. That's the whole song.
Well, what was I doing with my
great story. I love that. I love that about, you know, the Valentine's Day. And you were dedicated, so you're happy now. And, you know, they're only married 2 years, so what are you going to do? So
I can set people up, too. I've set up a lot of people in my lifetime. I'm credited for about, I think, 3 or 4 marriages.
You know what we should do? You and I should get together and produce. I know they're doing like a dating game and shit like that, but we should do a really fun dating game. Like, actually,
for old guys, still single.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have that kind of energy.
All right.
But we'll talk. But here's what we're gonna do, because I always messed your name up. And I wrote a game. I have all my guests play a little game, and it usually has to do with their name, which, because this is more of an audio thing for the people playing the podcast. But here's what it is. We have a few people listening tonight, so you're playing against them. The drawback for them is that they have a delay between 5 to 8 seconds. So that's their disadvantage. But the advantage that they have that you don't is the more of them than of you. So more of them could get the answer, but you have a 5 to 8 second head start.
Ah, okay. Well, so, should I wait for an answer?
No, no. Fuck them. So I was looking for a timer because I was going to try something a little different. I think I had a countdown timer at some point. Oh, here it is right here. Oh, it's 30 seconds. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Let's play the game.
Let's do this. I could do this. There are 5 questions. Now, before you answer to a timer part of it, this is called Flip the Palindrome. Now, for those of you listening at home that don't know what a palindrome is a word or sentence that you can say. It's spelled the same either way, whether you start from the front or start from the back. Classics, mom, wow. Shit like that. But did you know this is a real thing? This is the unofficial name for the irrational fear of palindromes. Do you know what it is? It's called AIBOHPHOBIA. So it's aiphobia. It's I can't even say it. It's basically the fear of palindromes is a palindrome. That's just irony. So now that you know the game, so what I'll do, I'll give you the definition, then you have to just tell me the word. So basically, it's fairly easy. So do you want to try to do all five in 30 seconds? Do you want to take 10 seconds each? How would you like to do it?
Oh, wow. Let's go for all five in 30. Fuck it.
Okay, so let's try this.
Aren't it all?
Let's try this. Is this one? Nope. Is it this one? It is that one. Okay. I thought I had another one.
Mark, come on.
Oh, this is what I wanted. Yes, that's the one I wanted. And no, that's not the one I wanted. That's the theme, and it takes 30 fucking seconds. So you're going to be brave. You want to do them all in 30 seconds. So let me just wait for this to finish because it's 30 seconds. This was the game show theme I had that my niece's nephew. My wife's nephew actually put it together. It's another fucking 10 seconds. Here we go. Okay. So if you get it right, you're going to hear this immediately. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this. And you got to keep going. Okay. Are you ready? Here's the test. Okay. If I said something a person wears when they eat.
Bib.
Correct. See, that's how that works. So 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. A woman who gives her life and career to the church. What?
None.
That is correct. A vehicle used at the Indy 500. What is it? Ah. No. Hold on. Here's the problem. Technology. When you talk, I can't hear you because of the delay. So we won't do the timer.
No music.
No music. We'll just do it fast. Okay, let's do this. Vehicle used at the Indy 500.
That was the one I was passing.
No, you can't pass. You got to go. It's a palindrome.
A race car.
Related to a city or town. Also a kind of Honda.
Accord?
No, keep going.
Maybe it's a city or town or a kind of Honda. Honda.
They taught it in high school. They used to call it social studies.
Social studies. I don't know.
It's a really small Honda. A two-seater. Sometimes. Yeah, two-seaters.
A two-seater?
Two-door, actually, yeah.
Two-door. Honda. A Honda Accord? A Honda Civic? Civic.
A Civic. Flat and even surface.
Plane.
No, not even close. My wife wrote Civic, so she's catching up.
Oh, boy.
A flat and even surface. If somebody's treating you fairly, they are on the...
On the line?
Close. I'm just going to keep hitting that TK, right? carpenters use this.
A planer?
No, that's not a palindrome. A level, Karen said.
Level.
Karen got it right. And fuck me, really? How did Karen get that? A canoe type boat. This is in your act.
Kayak.
That's correct. It's so funny that you like kayak is a palindrome. Yes, it is. Kayak is a palindrome. So is level. So you got. Oh, that's the wrong button. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to count up how many got right and how many got wrong. Let's see. Did Karen get it? Karen did get level, but you got it first.
I've got one for you, though.
Yes, go.
Okay, it's what It's what the first man said to Eve.
First man said to Eve. It's a palindrome.
You don't know it, do you?
No.
Madam, I'm Adam.
Oh, yeah. There was a bunch of, yeah. Madam, I'm Adam.
Are you ready for my social studies?
Am I ready for what?
The social studies one I'll never forget.
Go ahead.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. And that's a palindrome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A man. Yeah. It is. Fuck, I went to a vocational school, so I have a little bit of leeway. So awesome. Let's do this. Let me take our third and final break. I'm going to tally up all the scores. If we come back, Josh Filipowski is going to tell us about his first time on stage, his best time on stage, and his worst time on stage. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to The Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's The Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook instant messenger is Josh Filipowski. And again, follow him, free stalk him on Instagram and Twitter. He's at Funny Flips. And actually, you can book a show, see him at a show at liketolaughs.com and check out his YouTube page, Josh Filipowski. And I'll spell it for you because I've had problems with it. Josh, J-O-S-H, Filipowski, F-I-L-I-P-O-W-S-K-I. Not Big Lebowski, not Mike Wazowski, but Jop Filipowski. So I tabulated all the scores. Karen did get you on one, but you got four right without any help, and a total of five, which means you win. You win. Yeah.
You win.
I hope you feel good about yourself. So, Josh, it's been a lot of fun having you on. But before I let you go, I would love it if you could tell me and my lovely listeners about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order.
So first, best, worst.
Okay. Correct.
But that is the order. I was asking before. Does the order count? All right.
Yeah.
First time on stage, New York Comedy Club. I needed liquid courage. I went to the corner store. I got two tall boy PBRs.
I probably, know.
What is that, like 44 ounce, 22 ounce, right? So probably 44 yeah. ounce beer in me. But I went up. I did my thing. I had fun. I was doing like those. What are some of my jokes? I was always saying this one. Well, I'm half Irish. I'm half Polish. Makes me a dumb drunk. Quack, quack, cheesy, stereotypical jokes. Yes. But it was fun. I had a lot of fun at that show. And they kept inviting me back. So, you nice. know, the, obviously, if you had people come to see you, they'd give you a good spot. And if you had nobody come to see you, you'd be performing at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, one person.
So that's your first time on stage, Liquid Courage. And by the way, folks, he's not encouraging alcohol.
No, not at all. I'm sober 5 years now.
No, he doesn't encourage alcohol. The other thing is he's very tall. He's like 6'3"? Yeah. So like 40 ounces is like his up to his ankle, and that's it. So don't judge, assholes. Don't judge. So that's your first time on stage. You've been doing it over 20 years. Tell us about, just pick from the hat, you're one of, like, if not the best, but tell us about the best time you've had on stage thus far.
One of the best that popped into my head was a show Alex Hooper did back in Los Angeles. What was it called? It was called A Long Way Down. It was on his roof. And it was during one of those, I forget what happened. What was there? Armageddon. There was Carmageddon. There were highways closed or something in Los Angeles. And we all ended up having a party on this roof. And the way it was set up, it was so quiet that night. And you're up there and you're performing in between two of the stairwells that would come up to the roof.
Okay.
So you're standing there and everyone was sitting out. And of course, everyone was a little, having cocktails, smoking a little something. So the crowd was nice and loose, and it was just one of those nights where anything went and everything landed, and I recorded it, and people listened, and they were like, was that a laugh track? Like, how were people laughing that hard and at everything? And I'm like, I don't know. It was a good set. It was fun.
That's fantastic.
And those nights where everything's hitting, and even maybe you go on a limb and take something too far, and they're still on board because you handled it for whatever reason, and then you caught it on camera too.
Yeah, that almost never happens that you catch, because I used to say, hey, you want to have a bad set up a camera. But fantastic. And that's a magic night, and you got it on tape. So your first time, you know, you don't really know, and you just do your best. You get through it, but it brings you into this comedy world. And then you talk about a set like that where you're on a roof and, you know, it's a real weird thing, but there's like laughter and everybody's loving you and you can try this stuff and there's that magic. Now, tell us about your worst time on stage.
Yeah. Well, it would be early on. This was another early on moment. I think I somehow got into this like Chamber of Commerce dinner. It was at the Capitol Theater in Westchester, New York. So it's a famous old theater, and they had this Chamber of Commerce dinner. The place was packed. It was like the mayor from the towns. It was people I knew that my father knew, my family knew. And, of course, I don't have any say about when I'm going on. And there was that musical Nonsense. Have you heard of Nonsense? It's a bunch of nuns that do a musical.
Palindrome, by the way. Palindrome.
Right, I got that. So Nonsense does a showcase of some songs first, and it was just freaking weird. And then, of course, they give everyone their dinner, right? And then they're like shoving me on stage right when everyone gets their food, and it's like playing 200 people, 300 people eating dinner. And I'm probably my second year of comedy standing on theater on stage and just. It was, I don't even remember a single joke.
I just blacked out.
How cringe it was. And I remember thinking holy shit, my family, like these people know my family.
Oh my God. It was so bad. You blacked out on stage and kept going. Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
Probably won't be invited back. Yeah.
This is like the only job where somebody describes a horrific, terrible event and everybody laughs. It's not like, you know, if you're an EMT, oh my God, I did this thing and this guy, it's a horrible car accident and everybody's like, is it fire? But we have a very sick twist. And the funniest thing is at least one comic after hearing a story like that, they go, wow, that's terrible. Who books that room?
Yeah. Who books that?
So, Joss, great story. Thank you for being part of the show. Really appreciate it. So much fun. Great stories. Great working with you at the festival. And hopefully we'll put together. So I'll be in touch. I definitely will. Because you're here and, it's always good to kind of co-do something, keep everybody in the loop. And I'll send you a whole bunch of stuff of people I work with that's going to be part of the festival anyway. So it's just great having you on tonight.
I appreciate being had.
Yeah. All right. Well, be well and we'll be in touch.
We were talking about me. I want to hear more about Mark himself.
No, this show highlights everybody else but me. So
it was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, have a great night. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Much love to all the viewers, too.
All right. Yes, we can. Well, we can do it technically. All right. We'll be in touch, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Josh Filipowski. I keep saying his fucking name wrong. So much fun. So, but again, follow him on social media, Josh Filipowski. He's on YouTube. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. Follow him. So, folks, let me tell you what I got going on so I can wrap this up. I am going to be very busy over the next few months. So let me tell you where I'm going to be. February 10th, I am not booked on Friday night. I tried to not book so I could find out what's going on in my back. And hopefully by Friday, I will know that. So Saturday night, I'll be doing a fundraiser at the VFW in Pepperell. February 16th, a week from that, I will be on that Friday. I'll be doing another fundraiser at the Elks Lodge in Haverhill, Mass. Then the next night, I'll be up at the Colonial Theater, Keene, New Hampshire. That's going to be a powerhouse show. I'm just one of three headliners on that particular show. Next week, February 21st, I will be doing a corporate event down in Savannah, Georgia, but I fly back the next day because I'll be at the 401 Tavern in Hampton, New Hampshire. Then I'll be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at McHugh's Comedy Club, telling some jokes there. And what I hope is I'm doing a show on February 28th, which is a Wednesday in Shirley, Mass. Don't call me Shirley. At Shirley Meadows, it's assisted living facility. I love it. But if I have time, I'm going to do a show that night. I'm going to try my best. And then the next night, I will be at Laugh Boston, I'm pretty sure, doing the roast battle, which I'm good at playing with comics, but I'm not a mean comic, so I don't know how well it's going to go for me. I'm probably going to get eaten up, and it's just horrible. But if you want to come to that, definitely, because you watch me fail miserably, which will be fun. So, folks, as always, if you want to be part of the show, leave a question or comment. Email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Go to my website, markscalia.com, for upcoming live shows. Podbean for previous episodes. Next show, February 28th. If not, we'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.